footsteps fall and tell me how long gone are you gonna be? Yeah, how am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me,
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Right now, the Supreme Court is hearing Republican arguments challenging the Voting Rights Act, which forbids racial discrimination in voter districts. A ruling for Louisiana could greenlight other states to redraw their maps and eliminate Black and Latino seats. Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to swear in Arizona Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. She says it's because he knows she's the vote needed to force a showdown on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
In the Senate, they're going to vote again today to try to end the shutdown, but the ninth time probably won't be the charm as Democrats demand the restoration of health insurance coverage for millions about to lose it. The flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza is resuming after a two-day break. Israel says one of the four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to sunshine for your Wednesday afternoon with highs of the upper 50s, a southeast breeze. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Showers looking likely again for Thursday, highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
98Q Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime window. shows with a million miles between. There's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same. And this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
AQ Country.
I saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, type, having a type takes two, but I know what I like, and you're the only one of you. You're something else, and I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew. Just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the talk, words gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends.
Country there, Sam Hunt. I'm Mike McKay. Hello, hello, hello. How's your Wednesday going? Probably great. If you got your day started this morning with Joel, I'm sure you do every weekday morning. Another nice edition of Reality Radio every Wednesday from 8 to 10. He does that extra emphasis on local stuff during the morning show for you right here. It's a good way to stay in touch with what's going on.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me? You gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever think of you lately. It ain't all sunshine when you cross my mind. I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. I almost quit drinking for a while, I quit thinking about you. I got a little sleep, Some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pull another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I'll start missing you again. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve and show up at your. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, cause I might still love you. I hope you don't mind if I do. Need you to pick me up when I'm covered in that goodbye dust. You're the only thing.
Drank a little too much to show up at my house. It'd be nice to hear the truth. Is it killing you not holding me right now? If falling into me is the only thing you think is gonna get you through, then I don't mind if you.
AQ Country, Mike McKay along with you. Well, you're probably going to want to throw on maybe a light jacket or a hoodie. But today is the final Farmers Market in Park Falls. Oh, I know, sad day. Kind of definitely lets us know that, well, it's the change of the season. 2 to 5:30 this afternoon. So might as well stop on by one last time. Stock up, huh? Here's George Strait.
You're listening to the sound of the American heart. And opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone. Song about my life. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone. They still know wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life.
AQ Country.
Larson looks to a milestone weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Go behind the scenes and into the garages of the sport's top teams and drivers on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You know, if you win, then your problems are likely solved.
There's going to be issues with track limits in the S's, right, because they're just tight.
A normal occurrence is qualifying from 28th to 32nd. That's just something we're going to continue to keep on working on.
It's the latest information you want to know on NASCAR Hot Pass, weekdays on the Motor Racing Network.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Hendrick Motorsports driver Kyle Larson will start his 400th NASCAR Cup Series race this weekend at the Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama, a milestone that comes 12 years after making his Cup debut in 2013 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Larson says he hopes it's a memorable start and finish with potentially his first Cup Super Speedway win.
I think, you know, winning my first Super Speedway race on my 400 start at Talladega would be pretty awesome.
Larson is also in the running for the title, currently second on the playoff grid and 35 points to the good, heading into the second of three races in the eight-driver round of the playoffs. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
That Motorsports Minute brought to you twice a day here on 98Q Country, and the second one will be later during my afternoon show. Gray here with you, broadcasting live on 98Q Country from Wheelway Autos in Fifield. Here because of some incredible deals on, well, the cars, the trucks, the SUVs, and all the options that come with them, but also because of some incredibly worthy causes that Wheelway has been helping with. You know it from their Catkins drop location and all the other assistance that they've been giving, but that is just the start. And later this hour, we'll be checking in with Santa's Elves, one of the organizations benefiting from all the cool things going on with Wheelway. Wheelway, by the way, giving back a portion of their sales this month to worthy organizations like Santa's Elves. We've got a giving tree here on top of a spot for you to drop things. And later we'll discuss some of the things that you might be on the hunt for if you're roaming those toy aisles like I used to do, like a rabid wolf when I was a little kid. But now I know as an adult you might be doing so with neighborhood kids in mind. Hey, you're not the only one thinking about the neighborhood kids. Santa's Elves is too, and I want to tell you how you can team up with them to benefit the area. I was just chatting with the team here at Wheelway before we got started on this live broadcast about how organizations like Santa's Elves benefit the area. And one of the things we both realized we had stories of was them reaching a little bit beyond the borders that technically they reach. You know, those Price County outreach organizations that might help some people from that next county over a little bit too? Well, those are the ones that make the world go round up here in the Northwoods, and we've got them here to chat with today with some ideas for how you can help and just some info for you on how much of a benefit those organizations are. I know for me, part of getting older has been realizing how much work goes into what seems to just happen around me. The first example was Christmas, and then I learned that everything works that way. If you don't have hardworking adults pushing, things just don't happen. So we'll have some of those hardworking adults here to benefit local children later this hour, popping up a few times now until 1 o'clock on 98Q Country, in between the country music, in between Mike McKay holding it down. Thank you, Mike, for doing so and for keeping the people happy with that country music. Hits and classics both. We'll return now to the studio, but we'll be back later this hour with Santa's Elves from Wheelway in Fifield on 98Q Country.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal: Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 98.3 FM, 98.Q Country, WCQM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to sunshine for your Wednesday afternoon with highs of the upper 50s, a southeast breeze. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows of the upper 30s to lower 40s. Showers looking likely again for Thursday, highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
98Q Country.
They said I was nothing but a troublemaker, never up to no good. You were the perfect all-American girl, wouldn't touch me even if you could. But you were sneaking out your window every night, riding shotgun in my car. We'd go to the river and find us a spot, and we probably went a little too far, just a little too far. I was gonna be your forever, and you were gonna be my wife. We didn't know any better, didn't have a clue about life. But I was what you wanted, you were what I needed, and we could meet in between. We were gonna be the greatest love story this town had ever seen. And I got a job, I was working at a 9 to 5, dreaming of the days when you were in my arms. I'd never felt so alive. I spent my days working, spent my nights drinking, howling at the moon, screaming for the days when you were coming back. No, it couldn't come too soon, couldn't come too soon. When I was gonna be your forever, and you were gonna be my wife, but you went off to find better, and I was learning all about life. But I was what you wanted, you were what I needed, and we could meet in between. We were gonna be the greatest love story this town had ever seen. You came back after a long 4 years. Your college boyfriend didn't work out, so we went out for a couple of drinks to find out who we are now. Sure, we changed, but way deep down you had the same old feelings for me. I went to the store and bought you a ring, and I got down on
And I said, I'm gonna be your forever. So baby, will you be my wife? And now that we know a little better, we could have a real nice life. Cause I'm what you want and you're what I need. So let's meet in between. We're gonna be the greatest love story this town has ever seen. We're gonna be the greatest love story this world has ever seen. So baby, say yes to me.
Well, the crew is going to have to figure something out. They are off today after losing again last night to the Dodgers. Now they got to go to L.A. They got to spend the next three games in Los Angeles. They got to win two of them to get out of there. Tomorrow afternoon, pregame starts at 4:30. We'll have it right here on 98Q.
Work, work, all week long, punching that clock, dust till dawn, counting the days till Friday night. That's when all the conditions are right for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey! Shotgun, good time. Lord, we having a good time. Cause I've been working all week and I'm tired. And I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot a tequila, beer on tap. Sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E. And a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, a O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E. That spells good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw.
trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride, but it's fine.
I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Country Mike along with you. All right, we need to see what's going on over at Wheelway and Fifield. Yes, we are out there broadcasting live once again, letting you know what's going on. Your next vehicle is waiting for you. All right, enough from me. Let's see what's going on.
Thank you, Mike. Mike McKay in the midday on 98Q Country, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Gray here with you, back again from Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where the balloons are up, and you know what that means. The prices are down. We'll chat about those in just a minute, though, because there's always more than just great deals going on at Wheelway. And today, what's going on at Wheelway? Santa's Elves. I'm here with a couple representatives from Santa's Elves. And I know that when I met Nikki and Sam here, I had a lot of questions that I had to ask. First of all, hi, thank you for being here, you two. How's it going today? Doing well, doing well. So the basic question, which I think a lot of people do have the answer to, but just in case, what is Santa's Elves? What do you guys do? How long do you spend? What part of the year? Give me the basics, if you can, please.
Well, our mission is to provide gifts and basic living essentials to children of families in financial need. Every year since 1996, we've been helping record families just basically get the assistance to help make Christmas possible.
Okay, so you guys make sure that there are gifts under the tree, basically, for families who might mention they might need some assistance with that kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Is there I'm guessing you guys don't necessarily have a warehouse full, you don't have a Toys R Us just sitting by that you go rob from every once in a while. How does this work? Are these donations from other people, or?
Basically, the funding comes from grants, fundraising activities, just basically individual donors that want to help, make it possible for all the children.
Okay, so I'm immediately going to take a tangent here and ask if you've ever gotten to go on a toy shopping spree as a member of Santa's Elves. Is that something you've gotten to do before?
Yes, it is.
Was it as fun as your 12-year-old self thought that it would have been?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, I'm just now living vicariously through you. You being part of Santa's Elves, I'm here talking to both Nikki and Sam. You guys are both from the area, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you come to find Santa's Elves? What makes you a member?
So last year, I was actually at the Fifield Congregational Church where I attend, and I noticed that they had it all set up in our basement, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So figured I'd go on down and see if anybody needed any help.
And now today I'm still an elf.
See, now I love that because from your perspective, that was obviously just a normal day, totally normal thing to do. But I'm pretty sure everybody listening was like, she was looking for some good to do. Like, you were obviously going to find a worthy cause with that kind of attitude. And I love that that's just the normal day. And I'm suspecting that Santa's Elves is full of a lot of people who basically accidentally find themselves doing good all the time. Would I be correct?
Yes.
You mentioned that there was a head elf. Do we deserve a shout out? Should we give a shout out to a head elf today?
Yeah, Deb Alexander.
Okay, and I'm guessing that's a lot of work up there at the North Pole.
Yeah, she's actually been doing this since 1996, I believe. I was actually 4 years old when she started it.
Wow. And I was too, but let's not go there. sorry, Deb. Big shout out to the head elf up there. And actually, speaking of, where are you guys? Where's your location?
Right now, we are working on building like a Santa's Elf, over
facility
in,
of some
yeah.
kind.
But as of right now, we're just in the basement of the Fifield
okay.
Congregational Church.
Still where you originally found it. And, of course, we were chatting off air briefly, and you mentioned that story to me. And, of course, another local organization immediately came to mind, Catkins, where just about everybody who now runs the building started out as, hey, I just want to come walk dogs every couple weekends or so, which is why I'm pretty sure people who know you aren't surprised at all that, yeah, she found some good to be done. So we're here sitting in Wheelway Autos, though. I've got a giving tree over there. I've got a list of these top 10 Christmas gifts. What's Wheelway doing? What's Santa's Elves? Why are we in the same building today?
Wheelway is providing a tree and tags. Also, Wheelway will be donating a portion from every vehicle that's sold.
Okay.
So come on down and grab a tag and check out some pretty cool cars.
Yeah, and of course, if people aren't familiar with the Giving Tree, the general idea is there are basically gift ideas on paper tags hanging off the tree. You come, you grab one, you purchase that item, and then you bring it back and leave it here, correct?
Yes.
And you guys will do the Santa's Elves thing from that point. And I mean, dropping things off at Wheelway is the new normal. We're pretty used to that now, whether it's Catkins, whether it's other worthy organizations like His House of Hope and others that they've helped. You guys... not to diminish how important you guys are, but just another entry onto the list of people that Wheelway are helping by offering the drop-off service location. Another thing you and I were chatting, the three of us were chatting with off-air, is that giving things is, it has more benefits than just to the kid who gets the toy, right? That's something that might appeal to people who might not expect it. You know, we were talking about, like, retirees, for example, and people who might be looking for a way to spend some time. Gift giving, maybe one of the best ways. Nikki, what have you seen from people do people get a benefit from giving these gifts? Do you see happy people giving?
Yes.
I mean, what do you have any stories that stand out? Like anything that surprised you? Like, have you had a good moment? If not, it's totally okay. But have you spotted, like, I'm guessing you haven't been, there have been no horrific surprises waiting around the corner as you become one of Santa's elves. But I find myself wondering, like, a 10-hour day that just flew by because you were so busy packing up gifts for kids. Like, have you managed to make a whole pile of work disappear at some point because it's a worthy cause?
Yes.
That's something that I personally find pretty often is just, if I believe in what I'm doing, that clock doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. It just, bam, 8 hours is just gone. Something tells me Deb knows a lot of exactly what that is like, and time bends. Another thing, you guys have so much going on, so forgive me if I miss any of the major points here, but if you've totally missed the boat, folks listening on 98Q Country, we're sitting here at Wheelway with Santa's Elves. I've got two members of the group here, which is a group. How many are you, by the way?
There's quite a few of us, but we're always looking for other volunteers, anybody who wants to, you know, donate their time.
Okay, so... See, I immediately picture the same kind of mystery, like if I'd asked Willy Wonka how many Oompa Loompas there are. There are many. There are as many as we need. It's actually tens of thousands. Now, so an organization that's growing, and of course you'd love to have people donate their time to you too, right? If you guys are seeking volunteers, I would guess?
Yes.
All right. What if people wanted to be a member of Santa's Elves, to be an elf? What do they do?
They just got to stop on down or at the church during our... hours when we're there wrapping gifts and doing
okay.
everything that we're doing, or they could contact Deb Alexander.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And I guess a lot of that stopping in physically might be best timed after Sunday service, perhaps. You guys are probably doing some of that, or perhaps before, or when do you all usually find yourselves there?
Well, there's meetings on in November, at what time is it?
10 a.m.
3.
Okay. So November, what date specifically? Not to worry. We'll circle back with more specific dates there. There was one last thing that I wanted to ask, and I'm finding myself unable to remember it, so we won't worry about it for now. But suffice to say, if you'd like to make yourself a member of Santa's Elves, stop by the Fifield Congregational Church. We'll get some details on when precisely that can happen. But Santa's Elves, making sure kids don't go without gifts. Oh, I remember what it is, and you're going to laugh when I tell you what we almost all forgot. There is a submission deadline for Santa's Elves. If you'd like your kids to receive gifts from Santa's Elves, or if you know of somebody who should, they need to receive your submission by Friday, November 14th. We said it together. We worked on it together. We had to put together a whole worksheet and phone in a couple of we had to do the phone a friend option to find that answer earlier. But thank you guys so much, not just for what you do for Santa's Elves, but for being here on 98Q so that we can help spread the word a little bit. Again, people can donate right at the church if they want to. They can find you at the church at times to be determined and disclosed in a little bit here. Do you guys have anything else for us before we wrap up for now? Applications. Do you have any info for me on that?
So applications. So they can
through the website or through the school, or they can contact Praise Tony's Human Services.
Excellent. Okay. So there's a couple places that what in the school?
They can actually go to the office at the school.
Ah, gotcha.
And the school will provide them an application. Otherwise, they can go to the website, or they can contact Praise County Human Services, and they can receive one.
And then on October 18th, down at the fire department here in Fifield, I'll also have them at the craft fair.
All right. So if you're already going to attend that craft fair, make some extra time to stop by the Santa's Elves table booth. What you guys set up, they wear green shirts with cute little elves on them, and they've got bright, smiling faces. You'll see them working hard, probably helping out people they didn't expect to help when they rolled up to the craft fair. I got you guys figured out. You guys are going to be doing half the volunteer work at the craft fair before it even starts. Thank you guys both. Sam, Nikki from Santa's Elves. Check out Santa's Elves online at their website. They're also active at the Fifield Congregational Church, and will be returning back even later this hour with a little more info on how you can give back through Santa's Elves. Wheelway is doing that too. A portion of every single sale they make the month of October is going to Santa's Elves. You know by now that that's just how Wheelway does it, and Santa's Elves just the latest to benefit from the efforts of an incredible organization here in Fifield, Wheelway Autos. We'll send it back for some country music, though we'll be back one more time yet this hour on 98Q Country.
You're on the phone, on the computer, and on the job, and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
Baby, a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise? Down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit. Would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise? We'll be right back.
dark and grabbed my guitar and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Whether you're cruising or you're at work or you're just taking it easy around the homestead, we're right there with you. We'll keep you companion musically and a lot of other stuff. 98Q Country.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah. That whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. Come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ. Well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town. Yeah. Tractor, you can't miss it. It's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now, and maybe later. Me and Old T-Ro will show you around our town. Yeah, this
98 Q Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, where you got let's take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all
home. You're on 98Q Country, your hometown station. Gray here with you, broadcasting live from Wheelway Autos in Fifield. That low cash fading into the background. As we finish the hour here, I've gotten some clerical info from the folks we've been chatting with at Wheelway, including Santa's Elves. You might have noticed that I wasn't prepared with where to send you if you wanted to join, but we're ready now. They've got a meeting happening, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. November 1st. And they also meet every Saturday and Wednesday after that in the month of November from 10 until 3. Of course, you could attend one of those meetings to find out what is coming in the month of December, for example, because I'm sure you guys only get busier and busier. Of course, Santa's Elves here working with Wheelway in that Wheelway is a donation spot. There's a tote here where you can just drop off items you've purchased and want to donate to people in need, and Wheelway will provide them to Santa's Elves. But there's also a giving tree, which, of course, I think a lot of us are familiar with. I took a look at the giving tree just as an example, and I grabbed a tag. One of the things I noticed that I like to see when I look at a giving tree is that they're all done in the same handwriting, and there's a lot of similarity between what's on each tag. So this tag that I've got here, first of all, starts with gender. This one's for a boy, and then we've got age, and it's grouped. You can do 0 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, and then 11 to 17. This one for a 3 to 5-year-old boy, which makes me a bit nervous because there's three things out of these seven that my girlfriend, almost 30 years old, would love to receive for Christmas, but we're not judging. We're just giving you